He gave it his best shot. "This is UNSC Forces. We've come for Professor Phillips. Have you got him in there?" No, he couldn't do it. He struggled to find the next word. "BB, kill the external audio, it's confusing me." "Of course it is. Try again." "Ladies, we've come for Phillips. Have you got him?" That was better. As far as Mal was concerned, he was outside the door yelling in English. To the elites, he was shouting in fluent Sangheili. "We have," a female voice shouted back. "We're handing him over to the holy monks. And the monks are going to hand him to us, so let's save ourselves some time. Get away from the door or we'll open fire." "We just drove off the Arbiter's allies, the ones attacking you, remember?" "They're still out there, and so are you." There was a line of small, arrow-slit windows on the upper floors above him. Plasma fire spat out of one, frying the ground a little way from him. Whoever was firing couldn't lower the angle far enough because Mal was too close to the wall. "Bring him out," Mal yelled. "Don't make us come in."
"Fool."
"Would you like to meet a Spartan?"
"A demon."
Naomi moved around to the doorway and gave him a thumbs up. She was gagging for a fight. Vaz edged over to the other side of the door, ready to storm it.
"We have children here. You bluff."
"Bring Phillips out and we can all go home." Naomi stood up slowly and pressed against the barricaded door with one hand flat on it, as if she was testing it. Her other hand gripped her pistol. Mal wasn't going to lecture her on rules of engagement. She nodded.
"Ready when you are, Staff."
"Last chance," Mal called. "We don't want to hurt anybody." He didn't have to raise his voice, but it always psyched him up. This wasn't how it was supposed to be done. You hit a building hard and without warning, shot anything that didn't obey the warning to get down and stay down when you burst into the room, and then you grabbed your hostage and got out. But that couldn't happen now. There was no element of surprise and there were kids. It shouldn't have mattered, but Mal had to think of the consequences if he killed any. Just walking into a bloody temple had sent hingeheads rushing to fight the Arbiter. "Mal? Mal! Don't crash in here, please." That was Phillips, all right. Mal now couldn't tell if he was speaking Sangheili or not. "Phillips, are you okay?"
"Fine. We're coming in."
"No, don't. Nobody shoot, do you hear? Just don't, none of you. It's not your call, mate." Mal nodded back to Naomi. "You're coming out one way or another. Stand back from the door."
"No. Hold your fire, all of you."
Phillips was still talking.
"You too, Elar. Everybody relax. Everybody calm down."
Naomi drew back her arm and simply punched her fist into the barricade like a power hammer. Mal jumped up behind her, almost crashing into Vaz as the Spartan drove a huge hole in the wood and metal and sent the debris clattering into the hall. Mal braced for a blinding hail of plasma, but the first thing he saw wasn't the hinge heads, but Phillips, standing in front of them with a plasma pistol raised two-handed, right in the crossfire zone. Everyone froze.
"Don't you bloody dare," Mal said. "I'm stopping them from shooting you."
"Great, thanks. Now get out the way." The elites had formed a barrier in front of their kids, with one big female slightly out in front with her pistol aimed squarely at Mal. He looked into her face for a moment and saw small, angry animal eyes and flaring nostrils. They must have thought Phillips was worth a lot if he was all that was stopping them. Naomi didn't seem to give a damn and held her pistol on the elites as she stalked along the line. Some of them stared at her as if they didn't believe humans came in that size and shape.
"Ladies, we've got a warship right overhead," Mal said. "If we'd wanted to kill you, we could have reduced this keep to rubble from a safe distance. Now we're taking our man and going, okay?"
"They're under attack," Phillips said. "You've seen what's outside."
Vaz jerked his head toward the door.
That's not our problem. You ready, Dev?
Standing by. We can't abandon them, Philip said.
Mal was running out of patience. At any second, the hingehead kid could start firing, or one of the jumpier females, and then it would be a bloodbath.
We can, Prof. And they're big enough to take care of themselves. Move!
This was the tricky moment.
They'd have to turn around.
Naomi started backing out. They were seconds away from getting out of the shithole.
Mal grabbed Phillips and pulled him toward the door, keeping his eyes on the big female at the front.
They were picking their way over the debris from the barricade when two voices filled Mal's helmet.
Devereaux's and BB's.
Enemy vessel approaching. Abort that, Mal. Take cover.
Two enemy vessels approaching.
We've got Telcam's team and some other joker.
Mal stuck his head out of the door just as a volley of bolts skimmed past.
Shit. Why isn't anything simple these days? Everybody down!
Phillips dropped prone as if he'd been shown how to do it. He aimed out the door.
Told you so, he said. The other keep wants their land and buildings. It's nothing to do with the war.
Mal stopped short of smacking him around the head. It was a technicality. Wars were always great excuses to settle all kinds of personal scores.
Well, you tell that to the plasma round that cooks your friggin' head.
He signaled to Vaz and Naomi. The hinge heads were already in position at the windows.
You've got to work out which side you're on, Phillips. And here's a clue. It's ours.
UNSC Infinity. Oort Cloud.